Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's April 7th, 2011. $3.2 billion of Recovery Act funding went to the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Program at the Department of Energy. This funding was intended to develop and manage projects that improve energy efficiency and reduce fossil fuel emissions. A group led by Mark Gaffigan, Managing Director of GAO's Natural Resources and Environment Team, recently reviewed the use and accountability of $2.8 billion of those funds as part of GAO's Recovery Act reporting. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Mark to learn more.
You found that recipients of the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grants tended to use that funding for three main purposes. Can you describe what those are?
Sure. About two-thirds of the money went for these three main purposes. They can use it for up to 14 different purposes. And the three areas are, one, energy retrofit. So those are things that you have an existing building and you want to replace the windows, that sort of thing, and make it more energy efficient. The second area is financial incentive programs, and those are things like providing revolving loan funds to set up energy efficiency projects or to maybe provide some incentive payments. And the third area was sort of funding for energy efficiency programs for buildings and facilities. For example, a solar heating project for a building that would be a new energy efficiency project.
And what sorts of monitoring and oversight has GAO found that the Department of Energy and the block grant recipients are conducting to make sure that this funding is being spent properly?
Sure. There's oversight at both the DOE level and the recipient level. At the DOE level, DOE takes kind of a risk-based approach in terms of focusing a lot more effort on those recipients that are receiving larger amounts of funds. So at the recipient level, we found it's quite varied. We found there wasn't really a lot of good information on the extent of recipient oversight throughout the program, and it was one of our recommendations to DOE that they just try to get a handle on who's doing what kind of oversight and where.
In terms of gauging the impact on energy savings, your team identified some challenges that DOE faces. Can you expand on these?
Sure. I think this is a challenge that's faced by energy efficiency in general, not just this program. The issue is we don't really have good measures for how much energy we didn't use. For example, you're in your car, your gas gauge will tell you how much energy you used. Your meter at home will spin and you'll get a bill at the end of the month tell you how much electricity you used. You don't really have a sense of, when I lowered my thermostat, how much did I avoid in terms of energy costs? And that, in the essence, is the biggest challenge. And I think DOE's facing that with these projects. They're kind of have to wait until the projects are over to actually measure what they got. So we think there's a lot of room to grow, not only for this program, for all energy efficiency programs, to really identify where we're going to get the biggest bang for our buck in energy savings.
In each of these Recovery Act reports, GAO looks at the quality of the jobs data that is reported by funding recipients. What did you conclude here?
We've continued to look at the jobs data. That's been part of our mandate to look at Recovery Act spending. And we have found, overall, the data is pretty good. There are still some inconsistencies and discrepancies, but it's been the minority of the data, around 2%. Specifically looking at the EECBG job data, we have found that to be growing. And that's not surprising in that it was one of the programs that was the slowest to get off in terms of starting because it was a new program and because there were lots of recipients. So we're seeing a kind of steady growth in the numbers of jobs reported.
And given these factors, what should the public take away from this new report?
I think there's a couple things. I think for specifically the energy efficiency program, they should take away the importance of oversight, but also the importance of developing good metrics for measuring energy. I think on a global level for Recovery Act in general, they should take away the idea that there's a real balance that needs to be struck between doing something quickly and fast to stimulate the economy, for the economy to recover, and doing it right. We had under ECBG was a program that had a lot of money going to over 2,000 different recipients. So that money, although it's $2.8 billion, is going to 2,000 different recipients in smaller chunks, ranging from, you know, a couple million dollars down to as little as $50,000. And so each one of those entities has to implement the program, has to understand the requirements, and has to get it out. And to do that quickly while meeting all the requirements is a difficult challenge. And I think as people think about Recovery Act types of programs in the future, that's something to keep in mind, striking that balance.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. and be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.